Good morning. Thank you. Honorable co-chair of the working group, dear participants of the meeting, allow me on behalf of the Republic of Uzbekistan to sincerely welcome all participants of the meeting and express gratitude to the organizers for the opportunity to speak at such an important event. Considering the transboundary nature of the main water resources of Central Asia, great importance is attached to improving good neighborly relations with the countries of the region on the rational use of transboundary water resources. Uzbekistan's accession in 2007 to two UN Water Conventions indicates a political will to comply with the norms of international water law and the desire to strengthen cooperation between neighboring countries on the joint use of water resources. It is important to note that Uzbekistan is located in the Aral Sea Basin, where the main water sources are the transboundary Amudarya and Sirdarya rivers. There are practically no other sources of water. The key to our work is the implementation of the principles of integrated water resource management, which is aimed to ensuring guaranteed water supply to the population and sectors of the economy, improving water quality and preserving the ecological balance of the environment. Besides, Uzbekistan participates in reporting on indicator 6.5.2 of the Sustainable Development Goals and within the framework of the Convention. Our main task is to find practical solutions to global and regional problems, such as transboundary water cooperation, adaptation to climate change, combined routes and flows, stable biodiversity and ecosystem resilience, increasing water productivity in economic sectors, increasing productivity of irrigated lands, and ensuring food security for the growing population and others. Dear colleagues, in order to increase the efficient use of water resources, adapt to climate change, cultivate agricultural products, and ensure food security for the population in the future, it is proposed to implement promising projects aimed at developing long-term plans for the development of the water basins of Amudarya and Sirdarya. The implementation of these basin development plans will allow us to achieve, first of all, the goals and objectives of the Water Convention will be achieved in the transboundary basins of the Amudarya and Sirdarya rivers. Second, this helps to promote the principles set out in the Water Convention in these rivers basins. The adaptation of such study documents will allow for the integrated management of water resources in our region. Good luck to all of us on this path of effective water cooperation. Thank you for your attention.